ListenLikeALocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKV app for Android and Apple users. Tonight's program is made possible in part by Whitaker Bank, Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Powell County CSIP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Hinkle Contracting, Davis & Davis Funeral Home, Toyota South, Ace Hardware & Feed, People's Exchange Bank, Teddy Flint, Attorney at Law, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protex Security & Fire Systems, and Apex Network Physical Therapy. Let's join Ken and Dave for PCSN Live from the Stanton Studio.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. Ken Simon with you here tonight as David Faulkner had some prior engagements. So flying solo here as we'll get kind of right into things as we'll start off with the Powell County Pirates. First of all, we've had them the last couple of games, and when you look at their schedule going back to last week, April the 26th, we'll start with that one as the Pirates went on the road to face off against Lee County. They ended up winning that game 20-0 in four innings over the Bobcats, one of the 56 district opponents. And when you look at the Pirates overall in district play, they are 5-1. Their lone loss was against Estill County. The Engineers also 5-1 on the season, and their lone loss was to the Pirates. So a coin flip basically will be determining who the number one seed is in the tournament. That'll be coming up in a couple of weeks, but at this point the Pirates 5-1 with that impressive victory over Lee County. When you look at the way that the Pirates have competed in the district, they defeated Owsley County all the way back on March the 27th, 10-4, and then followed that up with a 16-0 win over Lee County. So out of the gates, 26 points or runs scored in those two back-to-back district games. And then later on the 18th and 19th, they played Estill in a away and home. They ended up winning on the road against Estill County. 10-9 was that score in a very competitive game as the Engineers came back, almost were able to get away with the win in the bottom of the seventh inning as the Pirates had led. And the Engineers made a game of it to come back, even though the Pirates got the win. And then they followed that up on the next night, and Estill County ended up getting the win 4-3 to take away that win. So therefore, that's why it's going to be determined by coin flip, because neither team won by more than one run, so they were kind of even as far as on that aspect of it. And then the Pirates on April the 20th, they faced Owsley County on the road, won that one 16-0. So in both outings against Owsley County, 10-4 and then 16-0. And then in the next district matchup for the Pirates, again, Lee County 20-0, and then going back to that game 16-0 on March the 30th. So put up some big numbers against these two of the district opponents, and then again ended up getting the victory of Estill County 10-9 and lost 4-3. So the Pirates sitting at 5-1 in district play. Overall, the Pirates coming in with a 15-10 record. They've actually won four of their last five games, which is really impressive. Going back to the Lee County game where they won 20-0, they followed that up with a home win last Friday, Knott County Central, where the Pirates ended up winning 9-0 in that game. And then on Saturday, they traveled over to Estill County in the Blake Crow Memorial Classic and got down early to Letcher County Central, 8-1, and then came back and were able to get four additional runs across, even though they lost that one 8-5. Followed that up on Monday of this week, traveled to Perry County Central, ended up defeating the Commodores 17-0 in five innings. And then last night, we had the game for you, the Perry County Central Commodores here at home, and the Pirates ended up winning that one 7-5 was the final score in that one. The Pirates actually trailed 3-0 at the end of the first inning, and not a lot of hits for the Commodores in that particular game any more than the Pirates did. Neither team was really able to hit that well, but when you look at the box score for Perry County Central, They ended up having four hits, did the Pirates. They scored those seven runs. There were five errors, though, by the Commodores, and it was really three of those errors that were very costly. That allowed the Pirates actually to take the lead. They had eight walks and only three strikeouts, but for the Pirates, they had opportunities several times with runners in scoring position. Couldn't get them across a couple of times, had bases loaded, came up empty, and then finally in the fifth and sixth inning, the Pirates were actually able to score some runs and take the lead, and then Perry Central in the top of the seventh made a go of it, was able to score two of those runs before the Pirates were able to close things out. But for some reason with this Pirate team, at times they could put up big numbers offensively. As I mentioned, you know, 17 to nothing, 20 to nothing, 10 to nothing, 12 to 2. You know, they've had some big innings, big run totals. And then other times they come back and it's like their bats get quiet. Again, different pitchers, different circumstances, scenarios, that kind of thing. But the inconsistency with this Pirate team, again, at 15 and 10 overall, probably lost some games that they could have easily won, and probably won some games that, you know, they may have potentially lost. But nonetheless, a respectable season so far for this Pirate team. As I mentioned, they've gone four wins out of their last five, and that lone loss was really against Letcher County Central. And after a tough battle the night before against Knott County Central, then you travel on the road, and it was an early start at that on a Saturday morning. So you get the nice win on Friday night, only to turn around and have to face off against the Letcher County Central, who actually leads in the 14th region. They have a record of 20-8 overall. They're 10-4 in the region. They are probably the front runners at this point, just based on record alone, at 20-8. The next closest team is Hazard at 16-10, then followed by the Pirates at 15-10. So very competitive. I feel like that the 14th region and boys action is wide open this year. With the exception of Letcher County Central, you can't ever count out Hazard, but the Pirates are definitely right there in the mix with that 15-10 record. They're 9-3 in regional play. Again, that loss to Letcher County Central, they lost to Hazard early on. 4-2 was the game against Hazard all the way back on March the 16th, so that's two of their losses within the region out of the three. Again, those two are the top-tier teams thus far in the 14th region. The Pirates will actually face off against Hazard tomorrow night. It'll be a road game. The Pirates will travel on the road, 6 o'clock scheduled start against Hazard. We had the game last night against Perry County Central. Tough conditions. It was very windy, very cold. The sun wasn't really shining, but the wind was really kind of playing havoc at times as far as the outfielders. When the ball was hit hard or strong, the wind was kind of carrying it just a little bit. But all in all, the Pirates had a great performance to come away with the win. Again, when you're trailing 3-0 going into the bottom of the first inning, and at that point you limit the other team to just one more run until you get to the seventh inning, and that other run, that fourth run, was actually off of a home run by their pitcher, who stepped up to the plate, just got a hold of one, just hit it out of the park over left field, which was a great play. But the Pirates, as I said, kind of had bases loaded a couple of times, runners in scoring position, just couldn't quite put them together. And maybe this team, for whatever reason, maybe they feel a little bit more comfortable playing from behind. Sometimes teams do that. You know, it's almost like you get your cage rattled early on in those early innings, and at that point it's like maybe you get a little bit more relaxed or something in order to kind of get things going for yourself. But they've got to find a way to be a little bit more consistent, especially offensively, be a little bit more aware on the bases. Their catcher last night threw the ball a couple of times, whether it's down to second base with a runner at second, not so much stealing base as much as on second. You know, the pitch comes across home plate, and all of a sudden just throwing it down to second to try and see if you can't catch somebody napping. And at times that's what happens for these Pirates. The same thing over at first base. You just have to be aware the catchers are going to throw it if you're going to, you know, not really pay much attention and think that they're not going to throw that ball down the line, no matter which one it is. But regardless, the Pirates pick up that nice win against a young Perry County Central team. But the fact that you can actually go the night before and win 17-0 and then come back, and even though you got the win at 7-5, still makes it a little tough. As far as, like, maybe it was the mindset of thinking, well, we just beat them last night 17-0. This should be an easy going for us. And that's usually the situation where it's not necessarily easier the second time around after you face somebody, especially with competition that you expect to be consistent. Even though Perry Central's record is 7-18 overall, 4-6 in the region, they're down this year, a very young team. They only have one senior on that Commodore team, but still very competitive with the players that they actually have. But I'd like to see the Pirates be a little bit more consistent, especially offensively, running the bases, getting the bunts down, fielding cleanly. A couple of errors even last night for the Pirates that were costly, gave up a couple of runs. You have to cut down on those mistakes, but they'll have a big challenge for themselves coming up against Hazard. Again, that game is tomorrow night. And I didn't realize this until after the fact, after we've actually gotten off the air, that was the last home game for the Pirates for this season last night in that win against Perry Central. So glad to get that final home win for the Pirates, especially for the seniors. You know, that's a really good group of seniors on this team when you look at the way that they have consistently played together. They've been, it seems like years at this point, as far as the number of players that are on this team that are seniors that have actually been playing for them. I'll actually mention who those players are. Behind the plate, you have Luke Hood, solid catcher, does an outstanding job. Even with the young pitchers at times who actually go out, make sure that everybody is on the same page, making sure that they're actually, again, whether it's the signs, whether it's checking, you know, as far as runners that are on the bags. But Luke Hood does an outstanding job behind the plate, solid, consistently able to block wild pitches, pitches that are down in the dirt, a little outside. He's got good spring as far as being able to come up on some of those high pitches. He will definitely be one of those players that the Pirates will miss going forward because he's been there 3 or 4 years. He's been there behind the plate a long time. Again, one of those seniors in Luke Hood. Another senior, Ethan Hagnauer. Hated for Ethan the fact that he's one of the pitchers for the Pirates, but he's been injured for most of the season, and that's the last thing you want for any seniors, to end up coming up hurt under those circumstances. And I know that they definitely miss him on the mound. Again, just a solid pitcher for them, but due to the fact that he's been hurt, he's not played a whole lot. So there's two of the seniors for this Pirate team. Devin Young plays in the outfield, really does a nice job defensively out there. He's got a pretty decent arm, comes in, he's got a pretty good bat. I think last night he ended up walking 4 times, if I'm not mistaken, and actually maybe scored a run or two. But when you're up at the plate and you're able to walk 4 times, that just shows not only are you patient up at the plate, but you're not necessarily swinging at anything that's too far out of the strike zone. You're looking for your pitch, not swinging when it's, you know, high or low, the outside, inside corner. Solid performance for him, even though it was, you know, 4 walks. Everybody wants to get a hit, but at the same time, just being a base runner consistently for Devin Young. Again, an outstanding job his senior year as well. And then one of the other seniors that we have, Ethan King. Not seen a lot of Ethan King as far as him being able to play either. He's had some injuries as well. He's come in, done some pinch running, courtesy running for different players, but still hate that for him as far as his senior year. And then the other senior is Corbin Thacker. Corbin Thacker struggled this season, normally plays first base or designated hitter, and his bat just not been as productive as it has been in the past, even going back to last season. but he's come up big at different times with some big base hits. So it would be great for him to actually get on track and to get that bat going, not so much for his average as much as it is just for the team to be a consistent bat up at the plate and be a threat. He's a left-handed hitter, which is always dangerous. To me, in my opinion, I feel like the left-handed hitters always give quite a challenge to the pitchers on the mound. And I feel like that he has a big bat. I don't know if he's just not seeing the ball consistently like he did last season or not. But regardless, it'd be great, especially as the season is starting to wind down. It'd be great for him to actually be able to pick up his bat, especially in his senior year, and continue to help this Pirate team. So again, on Thursday, tomorrow night, the Pirates will travel to Hazard for a 6 o'clock start. And then coming up on Saturday, they play North Bullitt. That's a 2 o'clock game. And then at 11 o'clock on Saturday, they play Breathitt County. I'm assuming the both of those games are at Breathitt County. So they play Breathitt County at 11 a.m. on Saturday and then North Bullitt at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Again, those games at Breathitt County. And when you look at Breathitt County, they're sitting at 12-12 on the season. They're 9-3 in the region, but 12-12 overall in the season. Then the Pirates on May the 8th will be traveling to Magoffin County as the Pirates will face off against them. I don't think that they played them. Let me look here at the schedule. They have not played Magoffin County this year, so that'll be on May the 8th. They'll travel to Magoffin County, and then they'll follow that up on the 9th, where they will face off against East Jessamine. Both of those games, the Magoffin and East Jessamine, are 6 o'clock starts. And then on May the 11th, the Pirates will travel to GRC, George Rogers Clark, over in Clark County. The time is yet to be determined as far as the May 11th game. And then the Pirates will end the regular season on May the 12th as they'll travel to Letcher County Central. So Letcher County Central game will be interesting as far as closing out the season at Letcher County Central, especially considering the regional implications of that. Again, the Pirates ended up losing 8-5, even though they were trailing 8-1, came back, scored some runs, just didn't quite get enough across. So that'll be an interesting matchup, last game of the regular season. And then the GRC game will be another one of those games as the Pirates lost to GRC all the way back on April the 12th. 4-1 was that score. Pirates had their opportunities to get a win against George Rogers Clark. It's unfortunate that they didn't pick up that win, especially against former Pirate head coach Chris Varney, to be able to pick up a win there. But regardless, it's still very competitive, 4-1, so that'll be a good matchup as well to see how the Pirates respond to GRC as we get closer to the end of the season for them. So, again, the Pirates, 15-10 overall, vying for that number one seed on a coin flip that should be coming up within the next 2 weeks. Let me look and see as far as the district is concerned. When you look at the district play, they will be on Monday and Tuesday will be the games, and then Thursday and will be the championship game. Let me see if I can't find it here. It's kind of an interesting scenario because in district play, they're all in Lee County. So softball is going to be May the 15th. One of the games will, the 1-4 will be at 5:30, and then the 2-3 will be 30 minutes later. And then the championship in softball will be on the 16th at 6 o'clock, and all those games are at the Happy Top Park, the complex up there in Lee County. And then for baseball, on the 15th, it's going to be the 1-4 or the 2-3, depending on the coin flip, as far as which scenario it will be. But regardless, Estill County will be playing on the 15th. Now, whether they're the one seed or the two seed remains to be seen. But those are going to be two separate nights for the boys' games. So on the 15th and then the 16th, and then the championship will be on the 18th, and all the baseball games are at Lee County Elementary. So you're not even going all the way into the high school area, going up, or even to the city park that they have up there. So the boys' games will actually be at Lee County Elementary. They don't have lights there, so those are 5:30 starts for both of those games. Again, it'll be the 1 and 4 on the 15th, or the 2 and 3 on the 15th, depending on what Estill County, what they're designated as far as the coin flip is concerned. But 5:30 starts both of those nights for the baseball action. So that's just around the corner, a couple of weeks away from the district tournament, again, in Lee County. Again, hopefully the boys with these remaining, what is it, seven games remaining as far as the regular season. Hopefully they can get to that 20-win mark during the regular season, again, sitting there at 15-10. And hopefully under the circumstances they can pick up a couple more wins, especially against your Hazard, Breathitt, GRC, Letcher. Obviously you'd like to see them get the wins against McGoffin and East Jessamine, which they ended up losing to East Jessamine 11-1 all the way back in towards the end of March. But to me, the regional games are going to be key and pivotal for this Pirate team, just to see where they are as we start to close out the regular season. So, again, the Pirates with a nice win last night against the Commodores 7-5 to improve on that record. And as I mentioned, they will have another game coming up tomorrow on the road against Hazard. So we'll step aside here and take a quick break. We'll be right back here on the Powell County Sports Network.
ProTech Security and Fire Systems. Your security is our business. Visit the Powell County Sports Network page at WSKVFM.com.
With Whitaker Bank's new home equity line of credit, qualified applicants can borrow up to 90% of their home's value with no closing costs. With Whitaker Bank's home equity line of credit, you only pay back 1% of your balance monthly, and you process your withdrawals with Whitaker Electronic Banking. Stop by Whitaker Bank and see how our new home equity line of credit can help you. Whitaker Bank proudly supports your Powell County Pirates. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Count on Clark Regional Medical Center for quality health care close to home. It's why we're here, providing compassionate, personalized care whenever you may need it, so you, your family, and our community can all thrive. Because no matter where you are in life, nothing is more important than your health. Clark Regional Medical Center, from the routine to the unforeseen. Count on us. Learn more at clarkregional.org.
And welcome back, as we will switch gears now and we'll go to the Lady Pirates. The Lady Pirates, they are 3-2 over their last five. Unfortunately for the Lady Pirates, they've actually lost their last two. Prior to that, they were actually 4 out of 5 as far as wins. So lost the last couple of games. We'll go back to the April the 21st, where the Pirates ended up traveling on the road, or excuse me, a home game against Paris. They ended up winning that game 10-0 in 5 innings. And then they followed that up the following night on the 22nd and defeated Morgan County 10-0 in 5 innings. So nice outings for the Lady Pirates to be able to get back-to-back wins. And then they had a day off and then went to Lee County on the road on the 24th. Ended up picking up a big district win. 5-1 was the final score in that one as the Lady Pirates won. And then they traveled on the road May the 1st on Monday over to Wolf County. And they ended up losing that game 9-2 against the Lady Wolves. And then last night against Nicholas County here at home. And again, unfortunate windy conditions. Field was somewhat dry. A lot of dirt and dust was flying around all over. So that made it difficult conditions for the Lady Pirates. They ended up losing that game in 5 innings, 13-1 to Nicholas County, and they had actually played Nicholas County earlier in the season. Ended up losing that game 4-3, and that was actually away at Nicholas County. So a 4-3 loss for the Lady Pirates back on April the 11th, only to follow that up last night with a 13-1 loss to Nicholas County. And then the Wolf County game here at home that they had going back on March the 28th, Lady Pirates and a battle of offenses there, 18-12. The Lady Pirates ended up winning that game. And again, unfortunately, on the road at Wolf County, ended up losing 9-2. As I mentioned, 3-2 over their last five as Lady Pirates, 13-10 overall, 5-5 in the region, 4-2 in district play. They will actually be the number two seed in the tournament, with the Lady Engineers having the one seed. The Lady Pirates ended up losing both regular season games. The third game of the season, they played at Estill County, ended up losing that one 16-1, and then ended up losing on April the 20th to Estill County here at home 10-3. Have cleaned up things a little bit, have the Lady Pirates, as far as against Estill County. Again, just need to cut down on some of those mistakes. They defeated Owsley County 7-3 on the road, and then at home for Owsley County, the Lady Pirates ended up winning 12-5, so they won both of those games. And then against Lee County, the Lady Pirates, another offensive battle. Lady Pirates defeated Lee County on March the 27th, 16-13. That was kind of one of those back-and-forth games that could have gone either way. And then the Lady Pirates ended up winning on the road 5-1 against Lee County. So as I said, 4-2 overall in district play, those two losses to the Estill County Lady Engineers, who have consistently been up at the top as far as the district play in the 56. Now the Lady Pirates not playing tonight. They will be on the road tomorrow night, where they'll face off against Magoffin County, as the Lady Pirates ended up defeating Magoffin County here at home 6-2 back on March the 30th. So hopefully they can get on the road and get a big win at Magoffin County. Again, hate the fact that they lost those two games against Wolf and Nicholas to kind of get on a losing streak, but they've done that before. They've lost or won three, lost two, and then came back and, you know, have won three in a row and lost two. So it's time for them to get back on a winning streak at this point again, as they'll face off against Magoffin County away tomorrow night. That's a scheduled 6 o'clock start. And then on Saturday, they will travel to Hazard for a noon start, a 12 p.m. start, as the Lady Pirates will travel to Hazard. Earlier in the season, the Lady Pirates ended up losing to Hazard here at home 10-8. So a competitive match against the Hazard Lady Bulldogs. Lady Bulldogs coming in with a record of 12-10 overall as far as on the season. So Lady Pirates hopefully can pick up that win on the road. And then on the 8th, next week, they'll travel to Jackson City, as Lady Pirates have not played Jackson City this season. That will be their first game against Jackson City. That's May the 8th away at 6 o'clock. And then the last home game for the Lady Pirates, hopefully the weather permits, that will be their final home game of the regular season. That's May the 9th against Breathitt County. We will have that game for you. So that's actually coming up on next Tuesday, this upcoming Tuesday. Lady Pirates will be playing against Breathitt County. And then on the 11th, they'll travel to Model, a scheduled 6 o'clock start. And then they'll play Berea and a scheduled 7:30 start. Again, those games will be at Model over in Richmond, where they'll play Model and Berea all on the same day at 6 and 7:30 p.m. And then the Lady Pirates will end the regular season on the 13th against Tate's Creek. Excuse me, a 2:30 start on the 13th for that. And when you look at the 14th region and girls action, Perry County Central sitting on top at 19-4. Overall, 8-0 in the region, 6-0 in district play. And then Wolf County at 13-6. Excuse me. 13-6 and 8-0 overall. Followed by Letcher County Central, Hazard, Estill, Breathitt, Leslie, and then Powell coming in about middle of the pack at this point. But with that being said, the Lady Pirates, again, with that record of 13-10 overall, they only won four games last season. Huge improvement for this team. Quite a few seniors on this team as well. They have the experience. They know what's expected of them as far as the coaching staff. Obviously, based on some of the numbers, they're capable of putting up big offensive numbers. It's just a matter of getting the pitching down and the fielding down. Dessa Foster, one of the pitchers for the Lady Pirates, continues to improve, continues to show improvement defensively. At times, the Lady Pirates are very sharp. Other times, some mistakes that they actually make are kind of costly for them. So they just need to clean up a few things themselves. But overall, again, the fact that they're 13-10 and only won those four games last year, so much more improvement. And I feel like with the exception of Perry County Central, the Lady Commodores, the rest of the region really seems open. Letcher County Central's up there at 17-9. But I feel like that the Lady Pirates, have an opportunity with this team to actually do something special. And obviously, it's up to them, and the game has to be played out on the field. But the way that they have shown improvement, again, against the competition and to them in some respects, it doesn't matter if they're down early, down late. They feel like they still have a chance. And again, they continue to fight all the way up until that final out, which is what you want, especially with a lot of seniors on this team. And they have strong leadership as well with those seniors. You've got some younger players that are playing, and they embrace them and help lead them just like they would anybody else, regardless of someone's class status. They continue to show improvement, continue to work. Again, if they can just get their bats going at times, when they're struggling, if they're patient behind or if they're patient at the plate, not swinging at pitches out of the strike zone, being patient, waiting for that pitch, they can really perform well. It's just at times, I don't know if they get anxious. I don't know if they feel like they need to make something happen as opposed to just letting it happen at the plate and being patient. But sometimes they get a little antsy, I guess I'll say, anxious, and at that point they kind of start swinging at pitches that they probably realize after the fact, I probably shouldn't have swung at that one. And maybe they're thinking that they're going to get a particular pitch coming in and they're not reading it right upon the release from the pitcher. But if the Lady Pirates can find that consistency at the plate, kind of like the boys in some respects, if they can find that consistency at the plate, good things happen to them. And obviously, regardless of who the team is, you have to play solid defense. You can't afford to have pass balls, wild pitches, throwing errors. You can't afford to make those types of mistakes. When you're playing the game, you have to cut down on as many of those mistakes as you possibly can. So, again, the Lady Pirates, much improved this season, and hopefully they continue to do that. And as I mentioned earlier, they'll have a game coming up tomorrow night, traveling away to Magoffin County. Now, for the girls, as I said earlier as well, their district tournament will be on the 15th, and there will be two games. Again, both of those at the Happy Top Park facility there in Lee County. The championship will be on Tuesday. So both of the girls' games between all four of the teams will be done on Monday, and then Tuesday will be the championship. And again, then for the boys, they'll have one game on Monday, one game on Tuesday, and then the championship on Thursday. So a little bit different. Again, that's at Lee County Elementary School, where there are no lights, and those are 5:30 starts for the boys. But for the girls, those will be 6 o'clock start, game number one, depending on how the seed kind of falls into place along those lines. It's going to be between Lee and Owsley as far as who's the 3 and 4, but the Pirates, Lady Pirates, have already secured the number 2 spot, and the Estill County Lady Engineers have already secured the 1 spot. So, district tournament right around the corner. It's going to be tricky as far as the scheduling of those games, considering that the boys will be playing at the same time as the girls on those Mondays and Tuesdays. The championship will be an outlier for the boys' championship on that Thursday. But Monday and Tuesday, the fact that you've got girls' action going on and then boys' action going on, I'm not quite sure what our broadcast schedule will actually look like. We'll have to wait once we kind of get the configuration as far as who will be playing on any particular night and what that setup will be. Obviously, we'll try and have as much coverage as we possibly can between the Powell County Sports Network team and the Estill County Sports Network broadcast team. So regardless, we'll try and be there. As I said, I don't know if we're going to have two different teams, you know, potentially as far as broadcast teams. You know, somebody might be on Facebook Live and somebody might be on the radio. Might be how it actually happens, where one game, let's say the girls' game, is going to be on Facebook Live and the boys will actually be on the radio, some configuration like that. Again, just depending on how things transpire, how things go, what that's going to look like, and continue to keep yourself posted. We put everything on the WSKV page. Look that up under the Pike County Sports Network. Again, as we get closer, we'll continue to have that, and then we'll broadcast as well. But our next game, we just have one more during the regular season. That's the girls' Breathitt County game, and that's on Tuesday. We'll have that game for you. I wish I'd have realized, going back to the boys' game last night, I wish I'd have realized it was actually our last home game broadcast. It just kind of slipped my mind. I knew we were getting close as far as the final home games, but hated the fact that we weren't necessarily able to kind of elaborate on that aspect of it, but they did pick up the win. So the Lady Pirates will be in action on May the 9th against Breathitt County, their final home game. They didn't have a chance to recognize the seniors a week ago, even though they had like a little gathering and everything, because the game was canceled due to the weather by model. Now it was rescheduled. But with that being said, we'll actually recognize, at least on the air, who those Lady Pirates seniors are on that team. And really, when you stop and think about this Lady Pirate team, again, as far as the makeup of this team, as far as the different classes and everything that they actually have, kind of a little bit youth, and they also have some of that senior leadership. When you look at the Lady Pirates, Cheyenne Gerhardt, one of the seniors on that team, does an outstanding job in outfield, was the shortstop for some time going back into last season. And at this point now, she mostly plays center field. And then you have Desi Plavnik. She's has played third base. She's also caught some and plays right field. Alyssa Tharp does some pitching and also plays third base consistently at this point if she's not on the mound. And then Chloe Grader, another one of those players in the outfield. I said Cheyenne Gerhardt earlier as far as shortstop and outfield. It's Chloe Grader, actually. Their names are right across from each other on my roster list here. But Cheyenne Gerhardt plays left field in the outfield, and then Chloe Grader plays center field, has also done some catching herself. And then Carly Rogers plays second base a lot. So, again, a very strong Lady Pirate senior class. And let's hope that they can make some noise in the district as well as in the region and make something special happen for themselves, just like for the boys. At this point, going to take another quick break. We'll come back and talk about some other sports here. We'll take a break. You're listening to the Powell County Sports Network.
Since opening in 1972, Citizens Guarantee Bank has been there to help our customers enhance their lives and achieve their dreams. With 7 locations across central and eastern Kentucky today, we are celebrating 50 years of being there for the communities we call home. Citizens Guarantee Bank is now CG Bank. New name, same commitment to being there for our neighbors. CG Bank, we've been there for that. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandparents. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Ridgeland. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, as General Manager at Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
New driveway, parking lot, or large aggregate need? Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in all things crushed aggregate. They provide expert delivery and more, depending on size of application. Call Natural Bridgestone today at 606-663-2815 or Tipton Ridge Quarry at 606-723-4881 or find out more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
Trust the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital, when an emergency strikes. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is a level 4 trauma center where you can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. You can feel safe to come to the hospital campus. Following CDC guidelines, our providers and care teams are doing everything possible to ensure your safety and well-being. Choose the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvin.
And welcome back. As we'll switch gears, we don't necessarily do this a whole lot between David and I, but got a little time here when you're just kind of doing most of the talking and nobody else is here to have that dialogue with you. But I'm going to switch over to the NBA, which is actually, they're in the playoffs right now, the regular season over. And in the Eastern Conference in the second round, it's the Boston Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers. The 76ers leading that series 1-0 with Philadelphia. Two good teams. I feel like that series can go either way. I'm actually a Boston Celtics fan, obviously pulling for the Celtics to come back and take that series. But a good matchup between those teams. And then the other Eastern Conference second round matchup, between the New York Knicks and the Miami Heat. You have Julius Randle for New York, who came back after being injured. Had a big performance last night for him to pick up the victory over the Miami Heat. And then down in Miami, you've got Bam Adebayo, who's had an outstanding career, really, in many respects with him. He had a big performance last night despite the losing effort. And then Tyler Hero, also one of the players for Miami that went to UK. He's injured. He has a hand injury. They definitely will miss him with the Miami Heat. And then also for the Knicks, Emmanuel Quickley, I forgot about him, plays a lot off the bench. So that series is tied 1-1. Depending on how things go with Jimmy Butler, who ended up getting injured in game number one, even though Miami ended up winning that one, he didn't play last night in the Knicks win. So it'll be interesting to see how he's able to respond with that ankle injury for himself. That series could go either way as well. I feel like both of these series between Boston and Philadelphia and then New York and Miami, either direction, all of these teams are more than capable of winning that series. And in the Western Conference, you have the Denver Nuggets and the Phoenix Suns. Denver has Jamal Murray on their team, former UK player, and Phoenix, obviously, Devin Booker, two big players. Denver actually leads that series so far 2-0. Kind of surprised that it's a 2-0 lead for them. I would have expected at that point it probably would have been 1-1, especially when you look at Phoenix with Kevin Durant, Chris Paul, Devin Booker on that team. I would expect them to be a little bit more competitive, but Denver is the number one seed overall. So when Phoenix comes in as the four seed, so it's actually playing out like it should, at least based on the seedings in that particular tournament, but still kind of a little surprised that, that Denver has that 2-0 lead. And then the 6-7 in the second two teams in the Western Conference, the Golden State Warriors and the Los Angeles Lakers. Lakers ended up winning last night to take an early 1-0 lead. To me, that's probably the most intriguing series of all of them, just based on the fact that Golden State has been there consistently over the last, you know, 5+ years. And then Lakers ended up getting their championship in the COVID-shortened the bubble year. But to me, that's the most intriguing, just the, if anything, the way that Golden State has been, as I said, the last several years. And the Lakers with Anthony Davis, a former UK player on their team. Again, just a power in so many respects. So that's going to make for an interesting matchup. I feel like that probably the Lakers, if I would guess, I'd probably give them the nod just for the fact that people kind of feel like that they're not so much down and out. Obviously, if you're a Lakers fan or something, you know, you'd like where your team is sitting. But I think the fact that they've not necessarily done anything since that championship game, kind of been quiet the last couple of years, I think at this point they might actually have a chip on their shoulder and a lot to prove, especially LeBron James. Not saying that, nearing the end of his career, but it makes you wonder how much longer he actually has left in the tank. He says he wants to continue to play, and obviously physically he's more than capable. It's just a matter of the Lakers kind of staying out of injuries in that regard, as far as them being healthy. Obviously, Anthony Davis has had his share of injuries this season. Hopefully, he stays healthy throughout the playoffs. You don't want anybody to be hurt any more than Jimmy Butler. I think when every team, regardless of level, I don't care if you're talking about high school, college, or even professionally, when everybody is at full strength and you're getting the best teams and players playing against each other, it makes for better competition, because at that point there's no excuses. You know, you can't say, oh, well, our best player was hurt or our best player was injured, and therefore that's why we didn't win. That's why I don't want to, you know, never want anybody to get hurt or injured. I've had enough to last me a lifetime, that's for sure. But the fact that when you're competing for a title, you don't want anybody to be hurt, because you want everybody to be at full strength, and that way you're putting the best team out on the floor, putting forth the best effort, and let the chips kind of fall where they may. And hopefully that's what happens under the circumstances. Again, you've got Boston and Philadelphia and the Knicks and Miami and the Eastern Conference. Any of those teams capable of winning it all. And then Denver, Phoenix, Golden State Warriors, and the Los Angeles Lakers in the Western Conference. Regardless, great matchups, great series so far. We'll see how it plays out to get which teams make it to their conference championship, then obviously the NBA Finals. But that's just around the corner, the way that these games have actually been playing out. And then last week we had the NFL Draft, the big hype around Will Levis, the UK quarterback, expected to go in the first round. After kind of getting some clarification as far as from some of the teams that were actually looking at him early on, sometimes when you look at your draft board and you might need a quarterback and you might be pulling for Levis, but then you also realize that a defensive player, offensive player, with the exception of the quarterback, especially linemen, are still on the board and they're rated high. Sometimes you actually have to skip over that quarterback, and hopefully you can pick them up later on when the top, you know, three quarterbacks, based on the, you know, analysis, were already taken. Sometimes you're forced to take a defensive player, an offensive player, lineman, defensive tackle, defensive end, whatever it might be. And that's kind of what happened as far as Levis. Some teams took other players that were actually available to them that they felt fit a need. But the Tennessee Titans also traded up in order to get Will Levis. So under those circumstances, you know, he probably ended up where he probably should. It's kind of interesting that for Will Levis, the fact that he's going to go to the Tennessee Titans, be close. I'm not sure how many Kentuckians follow the Titans as far as being their team. Obviously, we're in Bengals country, statistically speaking. But nonetheless, I feel like Will Levis, you know, with him being a pick down in Tennessee, he's probably going to have a shot. They have a quarterback in Ryan Tannehill. With him, the fact that he's kind of getting up in age just a little bit as far as Tannehill. He's 34 years old. That's, I'm not saying that that's old by any means, but as far as a starting quarterback, you know, he's kind of been around a little bit. And so Will Levis actually might be kind of competing with him as far as potentially getting the start under those circumstances. So, again, good for Will Levis to actually be able to get drafted. Even though it was in the second round, he probably ended up in the best-case scenario as far as Tennessee, even with the fan base along those lines. We'll step aside one more time here for another quick break, and when we come back, we'll wrap things up and talk about the Kentucky Derby coming up this weekend. You're listening to the Powell County Sports Network.
When you need insurance, contact Whitaker Insurance Group in Stanton, proud sponsors of the live broadcast of your Powell County Pirates on Pickup Country 104.9 FM. Your Stanton Dairy Queen Grill and Chill is the stop on the way to the game. Double cheeseburgers, chicken baskets, blizzards, sundaes, and so much more. Cold ale late on tap, the legendary biscuits and gravy served all day, and ice cream cakes for any occasion or just for dessert. Open Monday through Thursday, 5:30 in the morning to 10 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 5:30 a.m. to 11 at night, and on Sundays, 7 to 10. That's your Stanton Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. Fan food, not fast food.
Stanton DQ is looking for smiling faces to join their team. Apply in person today.
And welcome back. Again, the Kentucky Derby coming up this upcoming weekend. The Kentucky Oaks on Friday. And the Kentucky Oaks are for the fillies, the female horses that actually run on Kentucky Oaks Day on Friday. And then on Saturday, the Kentucky Derby. Some of the horses that are actually in the Derby: Hit Show at 30-1 right now as far as the odds. Verifying 15-1 odds. Two Fills 12-1. Confidence Game 20-1. Tap It Trice at 5-1. King's Barnes 12-1. Reincarnate 50-1. Mage or Madge 15-1. Skinner 20-1. Practical Move 10-1. Disarm 30-1. Jace's Road 50-1. Sun Thunder 50-1. Angel of Empire 8-1. Forte 3-1, which is one of the favorites so far. Raise Kane 50-1. Derma Soda Gate. That's an interesting one. 10-1. Rocket Can 30-1. Lord Miles 30-1. And Continuer 50-1. Some interesting horse names out there. A lot of the horses around that 10-1 or even 30 and 50-1. Again, the favorites so far: Tap It Trice, one of the early favorites, and then you have Angel of Empire and Forte, some of the top picks. If you've never been to the Kentucky Derby, I definitely recommend going. I've had the fortunate privilege of having gone more than a handful of times. It's a great event, especially here in Kentucky. It doesn't matter if you're going to the infield or if you're able to just walk in or even secure some box seats. A great opportunity to go and be a part of a historical event, one of the longest running events in the United States, in the world for that matter. I think the Westminster Dog Show is the longest running nonstop event, followed by the Kentucky Derby, and then the Belmont Stakes are all in there. But again, if you have an opportunity to go, even if you just go to the Oaks on Friday, a lot of people that live in Louisville don't necessarily go to the Derby because everybody's already been, and so you kind of stay away from that. And then everybody started going to the Kentucky Oaks, and then people in Louisville started going away, and now they actually show up on Thursday for the racing. A little bit smaller crowds, but again, if you ever get an opportunity to go, get those tickets, even if you're just walking in through the gates, standing room only. It's a great venue. Make sure that you get the right dress attire to where you can stand out amongst the crowd. Again, if you decide to go in the infield, expect a different kind of party than if you're actually going to the grandstand side. Again, it's a great event. I love this time of year. This was one of the favorite events, times when I actually lived in the city, the 2 weeks leading up to it. There's all kinds of activities different events, things that you can participate in that are not only family friendly, but different things along the lines. They have bed races in the street. So, you know, different bars, restaurants, caterers, servers, they actually will do different races with glasses of water, you know, and try and fill up a bucket, things along that line. The Great Steamboat Race, they have a balloon race with probably 30 or more hot air balloons. They have a balloon glow where the hot air balloons are brightly lit in the evening under the dark skies, which makes for a great event as well. They have a Pegasus Parade, nonstop events, activities. Again, it's one of the things I definitely miss about not being in the city is during these 2 weeks, so there's always something to go on. It's always something going on, the live music, etc. So again, if you have an opportunity, make sure you take advantage of that. If not, down here at the drive-in, the tourism has taken over for the city of Stanton, and they're actually going to be broadcasting the races. They're going to have food vendors. They're going to have different activities for the kids, for the family. So come on out on Saturday if you'd like, and head to the Mountain View Drive-In complex there and show up for a good time. Again, it's going to be a family-friendly event that's actually going on there. So if you're not able to make it to the live event, then head to the Mountain View Drive-In facility there and take part in what's actually being broadcast there as far as the events and activities that they're actually having there. So I'm going to take one more quick break and come back and wrap things up. We'll be right back here on the Powell County Sports Network.
We value our customers at People's Exchange Bank, which is why we serve you with a staff of experts that are happy to meet your lending needs. We offer a variety of personal, small business, agriculture, and commercial loans, along with competitive rates and quick decisions. Your bank shouldn't compromise on your imagination, drive, and growth, so let us help move you forward with a loan from People's Exchange Bank. Get started and get going. Visit us online at www.pebank.com or stop by a local branch to find the loan that fits you best. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Ace Hardware, East College Avenue, Stanton, want to wish the best for your Powell County Pirates at their sporting events, in their academics, at home, or wherever life takes them. Next time you need an item for your lawn or garden, building needs, small or large project, plumbing, electrical, tools, including Craftsman, DeWalt, Husqvarna, and so much more, remember your Ace Hardware right here in Stanton, East College Avenue, Ace, the helpful place.
At Wells Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. One such opportunity is the funeral or memorial service. Such a loving event celebrates the choices they made, the relationship you shared, and honors the memory of your loved one. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event. Contact us today to discuss the possibilities. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us at 777 West College Avenue in Stanton.
And welcome back. While I have an opportunity, I want to thank our sponsors for not only for this program, PCSN Live with Dave and Ken, but just all of our sports broadcasts. Again, we go all the way back to the fall sports, volleyball, soccer, football, basketball, boys and girls, softball, baseball. Again, I'd like to thank those sponsors. And as you're out and about frequenting those businesses, let them know that you appreciate the fact that they sponsored. Without them, we wouldn't be on the radio. Without them, we wouldn't be on Facebook Live. Again, thank them. And if you are a business owner and interested in advertising, call the radio station and they'll hook you up with a package. We'll be out and about not very long from now, coming up in June probably, to start securing broadcast partners coming up for the next season. Again, you're not going to find a better deal as far as marketing and promotions. We have a lot of listeners, a lot of viewers that tune in that consistently let us know that they appreciate the broadcast that we do, from the fans to that are actually there at the game, for family members that aren't able to make it. Again, that's why we do this, to help our community as far as being able to listen and view and watch all of that. So again, thank all of our sponsors for allowing this to happen. With that being said, we'll be back on the air Tuesday for the girls' game against Breathitt County, and then David and I will be back next Wednesday for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. So this is Ken Simon saying thank you for listening. This has been the Powell County Sports Network here on WSKV 104.9 FM.
For joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM. Streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKV app for Android and Apple users. Don't forget, tonight's program is available on our on-demand player at listenlikealocal.com. Powell County Sports Network would like to thank their sponsors, Whitaker Bank, Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guaranty Bank, Park Regional Medical Center, Hinkle Contracting, Davis & Davis Funeral Home, Toyota South, Ace Hardware & Feed, People's Exchange Bank, Teddy Flint Attorney at Law, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security and Fire Systems, and Apex Physical Therapy.